Saturday, Sunday, highs each day around 84. Tonight, some patchy fog overnight, especially about 4 a.m. overnight. Otherwise, clear with a low of 55.
Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Hello, hello. Good morning. It's finally Friday, and Blake and Brent and Ryan Mills with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company stepping back in as my co-host. Hey, good fellas.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning. Good morning.
How are y'all doing today?
It's a good day.
It is. Y'all excited about your big weekend?
Yes.
Busy.
Yes.
Very, very busy. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. I do want to jump in and say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. We have another great lineup. Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. Chick-fil-A Glasgow making their debut this week on Shop Local. Also thanks to our Wellness Wednesday sponsor, Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Dr. Charles Ramsey, who is a dentist specializing in head and neck pain. And of course, Blake and Brenton, Realtors and Auctioneers with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Our phone number is 270-651-3000, 651-3000. And we're just going to jump right in. I mean, you guys have got a big, big auction tomorrow.
You got a good auction tomorrow, yes. October is, it must be auction month, I guess. We've got auctions all this month. We've got three and four every Saturday, it seems like. But tomorrow, we've got 128 acres in Olathe, Kentucky. Going to be split up in eight different tracks, but that is in Olathe, Kentucky. Also, we've got 550,000 board foot of timber. So if you are listening and you're a timber buyer or anything like that, come out there tomorrow at 1 o'clock and join us at Olathe, Kentucky on Joy Payton Road and Yamen Olathe Road. We got 550,000 board foot of good, marketable timber. A lot of that is white oak. And we've got eight tracks to sell you, totaling 128 plus or minus acres right there.
Make sure you get the time right. I know there is another sale that morning in Brownsville. So that's at 10, and then this one's at 1.
Okay.
So the weekends are getting packed.
They are. They are. It is auction time. I mean, these auctions will continue through December, of course. And then you guys kind of get a little bit of a break, over.
Yeah, about January, we'll get about a month and a half break there.
Yeah, just a little bit. But online only auctions are going on throughout the year, because they're easy to do, a little bit easier to navigate, and it's easy to go in and bid on the website. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You say it's auctions all the time. I know, especially in October, like October 18th, I think every one of Mills' offices has an auction that day. So there's four auctions on October 18th.
Glasgow office got one. Russell, he has two that day. He has one at 10 and one. And then also Camellia's office is going to be doing one. So it's four auctions on the 18th.
Yeah, there's a lot. That is for sure. So this one that's coming up tomorrow with you guys, very, very nice property here. I mean, that land is gorgeous. Lots of timber, as you mentioned, and great hunting spot. And I know you guys have an online only auction that's going on that's going to wrap up on Thursday the 9th.
Yes. Yeah. See, I forgot to mention the hunting, but yes, it is. It's a good, if you were a hunter and wanted, some hunting ground, maybe you're tired of leasing, both of those farms that we have to offer there are both going to be, spot on for that. For hunting, the 128 acres actually has two big, nice, pretty good blinds on it already. The 47 acres, it connects to the back of that property. It's actually a different seller, but we're selling the 47 acres on an online auction, and it's all wooded, just cut, just say 10 years ago for timber. So there's some good tree coverage there on that farm, but it's 47 acres, and I would call it mostly a hunting farm. There's no really pasture or anything on that farm. It's mostly all wooded, but the whole 47 acres will be all wooded there. you know, so hunting ground. Maybe if you want to put a little cabin or something.
Yeah, a little hunting cabin, something, just something, a little private seclusion. You know, it's definitely secluded. I know it's on a Joy Payton Road. It's a pretty secluded road. There's only maybe two or three houses on that road. So if you're wanting something kind of out in the country, that was both of these farms would definitely be a good site to build, or, you know, put your little cabin out there hunting. Right. Hunting wise.
Right. Yeah. And you can see the layout and see where this property is. Log on to rsmillsauctions.com and just scroll down to the online only auction. That's Joy Payton Road. And that bid, that, or that auction, online auction, is going on through Thursday, October 9th. So you can check out that. And the layout of tomorrow's live auction is there as well. So you can see those. That's on five separate tracks.
Eight separate tracks.
Yeah,
if you hop on there right now, we're at, if you scroll down, we're only three and four down.
Yeah.
So,
and also on the one tomorrow, the live one, there's also going to be online bidding. If you're not available to make it, I know I've had several calls that they're kind of out of town, they're out of state, they were asking about online, but there will be some online bidding tomorrow, or phone bidding too, with the live sale. So.
All right, so keep that in mind as well. All right, our phone number is 270-651-3000. So have you guys been to Chick-fil-A yet?
I have not.
No?
I have not. We actually had the goat sale yesterday, so I didn't get a chance. I wasn't in town yesterday, so I have not had a chance. I've seen that you had a chance, though.
I did. I was there early yesterday morning. I got in line at 6:25. And once they opened, I mean, it went pretty quickly. I used the mobile through on the app, which is very convenient. I think a lot of people got in and out pretty fast using the mobile through. And I was very impressed. For opening day, for opening morning, for me to have been there first thing, I was in and out in about 20 to 25 minutes, roughly.
Say, from looking at your post there, it looked like nobody was, like, coming through the drive-thru, so it must have been, like, before they opened.
Yeah, they hadn't officially opened. When I took that picture, I had just pulled in, and, no, they had not started taking orders at that point. And one of my nephews, he went there for lunch yesterday, and he sent us a picture, and then he sent a video as they were pulling out onto the bypass, the line of traffic turning left off of the bypass into Chick-fil-A. I mean, it was very, very long. It was backed up almost to, or just a few feet away from the red light.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be really busy, though.
Yes. They have cops. They have police out there that's directing traffic. I noticed there was a policeman out there this morning. I could see the blue lights when I shot across the bypass onto Lexington from my house, or from my other side of Lexington. I saw that there was a policeman out there this morning directing traffic. So, yeah, I knew yesterday at lunch and last night for dinner that place was definitely going to be hopping.
Yes.
And
it's going to be like that for a while.
I think so.
We plan on going. We might wait a couple weeks.
Well, you know, a lot of people have said, I'm probably going to wait about a month, let it die down just a little bit. And I'm normally one of those people. You know, there have been other restaurants that have opened in town, and I'm like, yeah, I'll wait until it dies down. But I was so excited about Chick-fil-A. And
It's going to do good.
Yeah. Oh,
It's going to do good.
It's going to be really, really great for our community. Plus, Sarah Jane, who is the operator, the owner, and she is wonderful. So I have become friends with her, and I talked to her yesterday. I called her and said, hey, just wondering how the first day is going. She said, it's going great. You know, people are happy. Customers are happy. Our employees are happy. Everyone is doing fantastic. So she was very excited about first day.
That's good.
Good thing about Chick-fil-A is that they can kind of get the people through pretty quick, too. You know, their drive-thru's really, really quick.
Oh, my gosh. They know exactly what they are doing.
Yes.
So even if you're sitting in line, I don't think that your wait time is going to be that long, because that was Sarah Jane wanted to make sure that they got their customers in and out in record time. So, and your food's going to be delicious. So when I rolled through yesterday morning, I was going to get myself some breakfast. And I thought, you know what? I could be really nice and take the guy something back to the station. So I ordered some chicken minis and brought Todd and Michael and Todd and Macy on WCLU and and Mac on Willie. And so I brought everybody some chicken minis yesterday morning. That's so they got to partake. They got to partake in it too. So yeah, it was delicious. It was everything that I had hoped for and even more. So very excited about that. And the you know, grand opening, I guess, still continues because people are going to be hitting it up all day long.
Yes.
All day long. So.
But if I'm scared to wait in line anywhere, it wouldn't be Chick-fil-A. You know, because they really are. They're quick. Mm-hmm. You know, you can wait in line there and be fine. I mean, you can wait in line in a big line there, and it's the same as waiting in a three-car line over at McDonald's.
Yeah, they're efficient. They're very efficient.
They are very efficient.
And I just highly encourage you to use the app. Order with the mobile through. You're going to get in and out a lot faster. I saw a lot of people commenting saying that they used the mobile through on my post, and they were in and out in less time than I was. So 10 minutes. I mean, boom, boom. You're in and out so pretty quickly. So the way that they do that, you order through the app, and then when you get there, you pull around through the mobile app side, and then there is a QR code that you scan. And as soon as you scan that, that's when they start preparing your order.
Okay.
So that it's nice and hot by the time you get around to where you pick it up. So that's pretty efficient, and, you know, make sure your food is hot.
Yeah.
So I
like
that.
That's pretty nice, too, because they get their like own separate line for it.
Yes.
So you don't
have
to wait in the other line.
Yeah. So what's y'all's favorite? Do y'all have a favorite menu item?
I'm probably just a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Chicken sandwich, yeah.
The chicken minis in the morning are good. In lunchtime, I'm more of a chicken sandwich than the chicken nuggets, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Chicken sandwich, probably.
Yeah.
Other than, I do get the chicken nuggets some.
I like the sriracha sauce, though. I think sauce is what makes it.
I'm a big sauce guy, though. Get the sauce.
Which sauce do you like?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
You're the Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And you like this? Did you say the sriracha?
Yeah.
Sriracha?
The green one.
Okay.
The sriracha something.
Okay. Gotcha.
There's a second name on that one, but I don't remember it.
It's good, though.
I can't remember what it is either. But, yeah, everything is good from Chick-fil-A.
Like hot and spicy sriracha or something. It's something like that.
So.
But it's good.
But, yeah, they are officially open and rolling through. So go by there and get yourself a chicken sandwich or chicken nuggets. I like the grilled chicken nuggets myself.
Those are the grilled ones.
Yes. And the breakfast bowls are really good. I don't know if y'all have had those.
I haven't had that.
You can get them with or without hash browns, and of course you get your egg. There's some cheese in there, and you can choose your meat. You want sausage or bacon or chicken. So,
chicken.
Yeah.
Did you see anybody dressed up as a cow?
I did not yesterday morning through the drive-through, but I saw some pictures yesterday. There were plenty of people that were sporting their their cow.
I seen where you know if you dress as a cow, you get a free entree.
Free entree, yes. Yeah. And my nephew actually took a picture of the line, and I saw somebody in a cow suit, like dressed in a cow suit. So I am certain there were plenty of people that were dressed as cows to get those free entrees. So yeah, that was pretty fun, pretty cool idea. I like that. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So what are some other auctions that you guys would like to promote this morning?
Got two coming up pretty soon. Handbill should be out this week, but got a hunting farm coming up in Greensburg. Getting a survey done on it Monday, but it's going to be about 25 plus or minus acres. It's got a nice little hunting cabin on it. Right now he uses it. It's got standing timber too, but we're going to sell it all as one piece. We're not going to sell the timber off of it or anything, just because, strictly because it's going to be primarily a hunting spot, but has frontage on the Little Barren River. So it's super nice out there. The cabin is a pretty cool little cabin. It's got electric, but for the water, everything's plumbed in it, but he brings in like a water tanker truck, and he has like a big, I would call it just a horse trough upstairs, and he fills the horse trough up, and then everything else is gravity fed, just because it's kind of in the back of the farm and stuff, so it was hard to get water back there. So that's his water source. Is he brings like a truck back there, fills up this tank, and then it gravity fed for like toilets,
sinks, showers,
all the kitchen. So everything else is plumbed like a house, but it's fed through this tank, this right. water tank. See, you got to fill
in
it up.
If you walk in the cabin, you would never know any different.
Yeah.
But just the water source is different. Normally it comes, you know, from county water, city water, whatever. This one's coming from the trough upstairs.
Yeah.
So,
but, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is cool. It's cool, very cool.
Okay. It's, you know, it's all up on stilts because it's right. It's probably maybe, what, 40 foot from the river, 50 foot?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah, so. It's longer than 50 foot. But still, it's
got a
it's
view
close.
Of the river and a good little hunting track there. It's got some blinds on there, and that's what he's primarily done with it for the last 2 years. But it's going to be an online-only auction, and it's starting at the beginning
of November 2nd.
Yeah, November 2nd. So that's when it starts. It's going to be online only, but the handbills aren't out on it, so they'll be out probably next week sometime. Just we got pictures on it and waiting on survey to get done on Monday.
Where did you say this was?
Greensburg.
Yeah. Okay,
yep.
Yes.
Van Higgison Road.
Van Higgison Road, yep. It's if you go down a 100-acre pond road, you just keep on going right until you get into Greene County, or right when you pass the line, it's the second road on the right. So just right into Greene County there from Hart County. But it'll be a good little farm there, especially if somebody wants just a small little piece to hunt on. It's going to be a great hunting farm. I know they've already seen a bunch of deer out there, and that river is going to be bringing in a bunch of mm-hmm. animals and
yeah,
everything there. But the river, I didn't know it's pretty big. It's like Drake's Creek or something. You know, it's like some spots. I'm sure you could probably float it.
But yeah.
It's a pretty big creek. I mean, nice. it's pretty out there.
There he is.
Okay. All right. Guys, we got a phone. Oh, well, we thought we had a phone call. Okay. Maybe they'll call back. 270-651-3000. If you have any questions about any of these auctions that we're talking about or any of our sponsors, please feel free to call in, chat with us on this Finally Friday, 270-651-3000. Let's talk a few moments about Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Brittany was in with us for Wellness Wednesday this week, and she has her October specials that have been released. So laser treatment in the Bikini area, $200 off of that. So now's a great time to go ahead and schedule that appointment for your Bikini area. You will be ready, and ladies, you won't have to shave next summer. It's amazing. Okay, go ahead and jump on that right now since it's $200 off. She's also offering 20% off of Derive, and this has really helped those men, women, and children who have not been able to grow hair on top of their head or it's stopped growing. As long as there's hair follicles up there, they are able to use Derive, and it makes the hair grow back. And it's pretty neat. She told me that she had a patient a while back that had or has gray hair, but the new hair that grew in was brown, his really? Natural color. Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's pretty neat. But it's restored hair for a lot of her patients, and it's been pretty impressive. So she does have some before and after photos on her Facebook page, and you can call and set up a consultation with her. If that's something that you're interested in, she can meet with you and see what your options are. Also, on October 31st, of course, is Halloween. She is offering Boo Tox. So $2 off units of Tox that day. So you need to make an appointment for that because Halloween is on a Friday and she closes at noon on Friday. So you need to make sure and call and make that appointment for your Boo Tox. Now, Katie is their new esthetician, and she is offering customized facials, dermaplaning, microneedling, massages, chemical peels, lash and brow tint, waxing. Also, she's offering LED light therapy and so many other things. Actually, that reminds me, I've got to call and reschedule my facial. I had to cancel it the other day because something came up, so I have to call and reschedule that. But get on her schedule by calling 270-629-6722. That's 270-629-6722. We gave away a 30-minute facial on Wednesday, and Carol Copas won that, and she's very excited to experience that facial. Fellas, have y'all ever had a facial?
Believe it or not, I've had a few facials.
Yeah. I am impressed.
Believe it or not, I have.
They're really nice, aren't they?
Oh, they are. Uh-huh. They are. They're really nice. I like when they put that hot towel right there on your chest and fold it up nice. Over in your face. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Like the smell stuff, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It smells so good.
Mm-hmm. Makes your skin really soft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, we used to have bad acne in high school. So in high school there towards the end, like, you know, later in high school, we would go and get some facials to try to help with our acne. Oh, gosh. They were nice, though. I enjoyed those, actually.
Yeah, they are See, very
I've probably. I've gotten several.
Yeah. Yep. It's I had never had a massage until, I guess it was this summer, I got one. Now, comparing the massage to the facial, that facial was 30 times better than that massage.
Really?
Oh, my God.
No kidding.
Oh, 100%. 200%.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But you got the wrong type of massage.
I was going to say, I got
some kind of deep tissue or something.
Did it hurt?
Oh.
See, those deep tissue.
I wanted to come up at table.
Okay.
it hurt really bad.
Deep tissue will hurt. I can see. I was like, what? Your massage?
I don't know how long it was, but there was only probably 5 minutes of it that was enjoyable. Like all the rest, I mean, elbow in. I'm talking working.
You must have had some knots in there.
Oh,
they were trying. But didn't you feel better afterwards? Like, did you feel like those knots were out? Like your body felt better?
I don't know.
He's just like, no.
I just know she hit this spot up here on my shoulder blade, and I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. You know, I'm normally pretty tough, but you're going to have to move spots because I can't handle this right here no more.
Yeah.
I mean, it hurt that bad.
Yeah, I like a nice deep tissue massage, especially when I have, you know, I carry my stress on my shoulders and my lower back. And my
lower back, really?
My lower back is what gives me problems.
Yeah.
And so she's been having to massage that out and use the cupping is what I've been having done before. So, but I love a massage, and most of the time it feels good. It's nice and relaxing.
See, I've only ever had one, and that was that one. So yeah. I don't know if I need to go get a different
maybe you just need like a relaxing massage, not a deep tissue. That may have been where you messed up a little bit.
I went wrong somewhere.
Yeah, but they do offer massages there and a lot of other things too. I know weight loss is a huge thing there at the office, weight management. They can meet with you and talk with you about that. And of course, their wellness visits. If you wake up and you're feeling unwell, you can call and get an appointment. She usually tries to have some appointments. If you are already one of her patients, she usually has some openings for same day appointments, but you got to call like as soon as they open the door to grab that. Sometimes I have a difficult time, and Brittany's one of my best friends. Sometimes I have a difficult time. I'm like, please squeeze me in. And sometimes it's hard. So yeah, but give them a call at 270-629-6722. That's 270-629-6722. And book your consultation, book your appointment with Brittany or with Katie or with both, and go ahead and get those things started. Get on the calendar. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So let's talk about the fact that it's still a buyer's market and that you all have all of these properties available for buyers right now.
Yes, there's so much stuff out there. There's so much inventory that we've got right now. That's either through listings or through auctions. I know there's a lot of auctions. A lot of times we talk about the auctions just because they're a little bit more, have a little bit more urgency behind them. But we have a lot of listings out there that's available. And it is. It's a buyer's market. I mean, if you're a buyer and you're wanting to get into real estate, you know, get you a house or something, now is the time because there's so much stuff out there right now where you can get money down for your closing. There's so much incentives for a buyer right now in the market that we have today. But there's a lot of inventory out there to look at. Inventory's up, you know, from the last year. We have a lot on our website, rsmillsauctions.com. You know, there's a lot of auctions on there right now. there's also a listings tab. So if there's something, you know, you don't like, maybe the auction scare you or whatever, check out the listing tab. We have, you know, 100-plus listings on there. They've got a set price. You get on there, you can look at them. If you like them, give us a call. We'll go out there and look at it. But there's a lot of inventory. That's just with meals, but there's a lot of inventory on the market in general right now. So
yeah, I'm going to say, just compared to this time last year, you know, if you was looking for a 3-bed, 2-bath, under 200,000, there might be 3 or 4 now. You know, you would get a whole day of showings, you know, 10-plus of just that price range. So there's definitely, you can pick between a lot more properties now. And also, once you get one that you like, you're getting a lot more at the end of the day. You know, you're getting those closing costs. You're getting your inspections all paid for, all your repairs. Plus, if you want a little extra, we've been getting a little extra, too. So that's always good for a buyer. Yeah. So if you've been thinking about buying, it's definitely a good time right now. And I don't know how long it'll be a buyer's market with all the changes and stuff. You know, when interest rates or something change drastically, which I don't know if they will, but that could all change within
a week.
You never know. So, which speaking of interest rates, are those still in the low sixes right now?
Yeah, well, we had a pretty big cut
in
probably
September.
Probably about 2 weeks ago. They dropped like, I don't know, half a point or something. It was a lot for this time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, probably right around those low sixes right now.
Say you used to be sevens, so even if depending on where you go, you could actually find some high fives right now. But you know, that's kind of where we're hovering at is those sixes and those fives right now.
Especially if you go FHA government, you can probably get in those fives pretty easy.
And depending on your credit score too.
Yes.
Yeah, credit score. I know we touch on that a little bit here and there, but your credit score is so important when it comes to making a large purchase, whether it's a home or a vehicle. You know, you want to get the best rate possible, and if your score is not so good, that's not going to be so good for the payment for your price.
Absolutely. And some of the best things, I mean, we've got good lenders here in Glasgow, and a lot of times, you know, you get in touch with a lender and they see, hey, maybe that credit score is what's going to hurt you for getting a loan. They have a ton of programs that they can offer you. It's like, you know, a year-long program or whatever. They say, hey, do this program. Your credit score will come up this many points, whatever. And then by this time next year, we can get you that loan.
You follow these guidelines and rules that, and it's a lot. Sometimes, it'll improve them 50 to 100 points, which is, I mean, that's a lot, you know.
But, so, I mean, there's a lot of good lenders and stuff out there that's got those kind of programs, and they help you. You know, maybe they don't get the deal now, but they can help you try to get it in a year or 2 years. You know, if you have some work that you have to do there on that interest rate, or on the, not the interest rate.
On your credit score.
Credit score, yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely something to get lined up if you are struggling in that area. Like they said, there are definitely programs that you can get into that will help you improve that credit score to get a better rate and a better payment for you and your family. So that's so very important.
So you can still get a loan with those struggling credit scores. It's just your interest rate's going to be
really high.
High.
Yes, very, very high. I'm constantly checking my credit. Not constantly, but I'll check my credit score, you know, at least once a month, because I have an app that it tells me.
Credit Karma or?
No, it's.
I use like
Equifax or
FICO or something.
Like, I don't pay for it. It automatically gives me my score. What is it called? I got this. It's ID Shield.
ID Shield.
ID Shield. I've had this for several years, and it's supposed to. I got it from a friend of mine, and It shows me my credit score, and then it will also alert me if someone is my ID, if someone is, I'm even trying to say here, it credit monitors, and then it sends me alerts if there's something going on with either my credit or my identity.
Right. Somebody using your social security or something like that.
Yes. So fortunately, I've not had anything like that. So I'm good in that area, but
fortunately, I've never either. I don't really know anybody that has, but I'd say that could be a real mm-hmm. problem.
Yeah.
If that
yeah.
was to happen, it seems like it's not an easy fix.
Right. It will send me identity protect alerts. So it lets me know, you know, social security monitoring and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's been very helpful. Fortunately, I've not had anything like that. But so
the credit score, it's kind of nice to check it every mm-hmm. month at least, just because there's always that one case that like you forgot to pay the student loan or right. you know what I mean, and then it starts affecting your credit score, which if you're checking it, mm-hmm. you know, just monthly or every 2 months,
right,
you can kind of see, oh, it's saying I'm trending down, you know, 10 points, what's going on, mm-hmm. so then you can kind of figure it out before you get on there after a year and it's down.
Say our older brother, he never checked his.
Oh,
well, in college he had got a book, some kind of like, I guess, college book or something, anyway, had put it on his account and I guess just forgot to ever pay it. Well, he gets on his thing. I don't know what he went to buy. No. His credit score wasn't where it was supposed to be. They said, he said, I don't know what's wrong. It ain't like I missed none of my payments or anything. It should be all right. Anyway, and they got to looking into it and they said, well, you've got a book or something on here from college that's never been paid and it keeps pinging.
Oh my gosh.
It keeps pinging it, you know, 10 years later or whatever. But he ended up paying the book off and it's coming up now. But yeah, for a while,
no.
That book was taking it down.
Isn't that crazy? A
just
book.
Small yes. things, yes.
One book.
Yeah, it's just something
small. I mean,
small.
How flipping expensive was that book?
That was just, I don't know, it was just charged to his account and never got
that
paid.
That is crazy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. See, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to make
it's
that
crazy.
Credit score bottom out.
It was crazy.
If you're not
that
paying
was.
Attention, yeah, you're paying. I mean, I'm checking it just to make sure because I don't want to be in that bottom credit mm-hmm. score area. I want mine to be like very good, excellent, you know, yeah. in yeah. that area.
It's about the opposite of weight loss. Yeah. It's real easy to lose them. But it's hard to get them back. But weight loss, you know, it's real easy to put it on, but it's hard to get it off.
That's right. You're right about that. For sure, for sure. All right. Join in on our conversation if you'd like. 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number. Blake and Brenton Ryan, who are realtors and auctioneers with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, are my co-host this morning. And Kaylee is open this weekend at Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. So I know she's very excited to see everybody, those who may not be taken out, leaving for Destin, as some folks are doing for fall break. But if you are sticking around, she is open today and tomorrow. So today she'll be open from 10 to 5:30 and tomorrow 10 to 3. She's also open fall break weekend. So she'll be open next Thursday and Friday, 10 to 5:30, and Saturday, 10 to 3. And she has lots of new things in store. She has her your favorites, my favorites, Rocasa Organics products and Amish soaps, which are, they smell so good. The Candleberry and Swan Creek candles. She also has her scout bags, lots of different prints. I believe she has some Halloween prints on those scout bags. Kendra Scott jewelry, tons of graphic tees and sweatshirts, you know, cozy sweatshirts once the temperature starts dropping, which should be doing that in the next week or so. I think
I
saw some cooler temperatures. Yeah, next week, I think maybe down in the 50s a few nights. I think we are maybe going to finally, it's going to finally feel like fall, I believe. So yeah, you can snag some of those sweatshirts. She has the Turtle Box Ranger speakers. These are small and portable, and they are loud. I will tell you that. They are very nice and great to take wherever, anytime.
Are they waterproof?
I believe these are waterproof.
So I think they are.
Yeah. Now, these are the smaller ones, but the other ones, the bigger ones, those are definitely waterproof. So, yeah, you can throw those in the pool, in the lake, and they float.
Yes.
So
you can throw them.
I think that was the ones I was seeing on social media that they had it in the water.
Yeah,
yes.
They just throw them in the pool
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah,
pretty
they
cool.
are waterproof, so that's kind of nice. You don't have to worry, you know, when that's when you got that out there. You don't have to worry about it. She has the Beaded Blondes Fall Collection and her cozy shackets in lots of different colors, the scrunchy lanyards, Doodles by Rebecca if you're looking for new door hangers, toppers, pillows, attachments, garden flags, and T-shirts. She has all of those. There's just a variety of things that the She Shed has. So go and check that out. Don't forget, Grace-Filled Girls Subscription Club has been relaunched. So you can get a shirt only or a shirt and an accessory. And they ship free and the tees are exclusive. So if you are part of that club, your T-shirt, no one else has them. So you're not going to be able to buy them in store. They are exclusive to that subscription club. So she also does wholesale. You can contact her for your bulk orders and logo shirts if you need that done. Located about 10 minutes from Glasgow, 977 James Road is the location. You can follow her on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. You can shop 24/7 at the website, calligraphycreationsky.com. She will either ship it to you or you can do a porch pickup if you prefer. Or download the app. I shop on the app, Calligraphy Creations. Everything's right there at your fingertips. So check that out, Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. What else you guys want to talk about?
So we also have a personal property auction coming up in November as well. That was one of those two auctions that we have coming up that we don't have those handbills done on them just yet, but they're going to be done next week, be online there where you can see them. But that's going to be a personal property sale. It has a bunch of, like, construction, like a surplus.
Yes.
You know, this man runs a log home business. He builds log homes. So he's got a bunch of wood, like just some stuff that was extra from jobs here and there. So it's a bunch of like surplus construction equipment. We've got farm equipment. He's got a bunch of
tools, like two Connexes,
you know, handheld. Yeah, two Connexes full of tools. Got a bunch of handheld tools, some presses and some drills. So everybody likes that. You know, everybody likes those tools. Also has some personal property. I think it's from where they decorate it, maybe some of those cabins and things. So there's a bunch of pretty nice personal property down there. You know, a lot, bunch of decorations, some desks. Yeah. There's also some wooden furniture, you know, that he's made from some of those logs and things. So there's some cool pieces there. It's really some cool personal property along with... you know, like I said, some of that farm equipment. It's got two tractors, a bush hog. Not a ton of farm equipment, but there is farm equipment in that auction.
I'd say the big part of it is mostly that construction equipment. I know there's a bunch of, we mentioned the wood, a lot of excess wood, probably 100 lots of wood, but plus they have connectors and metal pieces and like.
They have that that fake stone.
Yeah, and that. Fake stone, like you put on like the bottom half of your house, a lot of that. They have pallets for that. They've got, there's a bunch of trailers full, you know, ladder trailers, ladders. Yep. There's a brand new 10-foot garage door never been used. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of construction stuff just from when he was building houses. He's kind of slowing down, I think. He's getting a little older, so he's kind of slowing down, selling a lot of the things, kind of just sitting around. And he's got, it's going to be a big sale, probably 500-600 lots. So it'll be a good, if you're needing some construction equipment, farm equipment, or some personal property, majority of the construction equipment, tools, things like that. But there's also going to be, like he said, those couple pieces of personal property and furniture. So it'll be have something a little bit for everybody if you're wanting that furniture, but really nice furniture too, if you know, wood furniture that he built kind of with the logs in there. It's cool looking. Yeah. It really is.
Be some nice pieces to have.
Yes.
You know, to add to your home, or if you are, you know, maybe a first time home buyer and you're needing to furnish, gosh, I can't even talk this morning. If you need to furnish a home.
You could use them in the furnace, too. Just throw it in there, burn it up.
Mm-hmm. Waste those beautiful pieces. Yeah, that's what
I need some firewood. Let's go buy the big, nice piece of furniture.
But yeah, if you're looking to furnish a home, that would be a great way to do that as well. So, yeah.
I heard you talk about shackets with Calligraphy Creations.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the shackets?
I like them.
You like them?
I have a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got one too, but
yeah.
Mine's okay. Mine's more like, it's kind of heavy, so mm-hmm. it's more like a winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you could do a fall, but you're going to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know, but they're kind of in, or no, was.
They are. They have been for a while. So I have two or three of them.
Does yours have the pockets?
I think two of mine have pockets.
Okay.
I know one of them does. And they're just great layering pieces. You know, throw a t-shirt on, throw that on when it's not super super cold outside or super warm outside, and it's just kind of nice to
they're a little
that.
Different, but they are cool. I mean, but they are a little different. It's just kind of weird because mine's got these got pockets in it, so it's like a jacket, but you got almost like a, I mean, it's not a hoodie pocket because they don't go all the way across,
right.
But you have some pretty good size pockets in it.
Yeah, they're really nice. A lot of people like those, so they're pretty popular. All right, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. You can call in this morning. And of course, if you have any questions about anything that we are discussing, you can call 651-3000. Blake and Brenton are in here this morning from Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, if you are just now joining us. And yesterday, Dr. Charles Ramsey was in studio with us, and he's a dentist that specializes in head and neck pain and obstructive sleep apnea. So he was able to give us quite a few tips yesterday, and you know, he really focuses on trying to relieve that pain. There are several techniques that he can do, and he's been able to bring relief to so many of his patients. And we're talking about chronic pain, like pain that they have had for years, or it's just pain that has just started and they're trying to figure out the root of the problem. He was telling us about a patient that came in. She was a young lady who was having facial pain, and he did this technique on her, and then a couple of hours she called and said, before she left the office, she said, it feels better. I've got some relief. And then I think a couple of hours later she called and said, it's completely gone. And she's never experienced that again. So, you know, injuries, different things that cause neck and back tension, stress.
Is it teeth related or?
It can be.
Could be.
You know, it's you know, he also treats those with TMJ and headaches. You know, that is usually from some kind of pain or injury in the neck or even in your head, of course. But he has treated a lot of different patients. He's been a dentist for 23 years, and he started doing this several years ago, and again has helped so many different people. And he sees patients on Fridays. So if you are interested in contacting him to find out if he can help you, or maybe someone that you know that's suffering from head and neck pain or TMJ, that sort of thing, give them a call, 270-308-6361. That's 270-308-6361. Right now, he's taking Friday-only appointments, and he is seeing patients at 109 Bravo Boulevard. That's over by the hospital. So 109 Bravo Boulevard over by TJ Sampson. So he will be in with us, I believe, next month, and we'll be talking more about that and insomnia and the different there's two types of insomnia, and he'll talk about the treatments. And you know, I can go to sleep at night, but I wake up and then I can't fall back to sleep. That's my biggest problem. I did that last night. I did it the night before. I'm like, I don't get a whole lot of sleep, it doesn't seem. So, do y'all have a problem with that?
They knock on wood.
I don't.
I can sleep pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I go to sleep, I'm a good sleeper till the morning time.
Then I'm get light sleep in the morning. You know, but we live in a whole house full of people, so they all getting up at different times, so it's just not very good. Dogs, you know, it's just not very good sleep after
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, 6 o'clock, if I'm still in the bed at 6 o'clock, something's wrong with me. Or I've been up the night before way too late. So, yeah. Yeah. So, but lots of people, at 6 o'clock I'm sleeping in if I'm in the bed at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. So we usually sleep past six.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sleeping past six for sure.
Yeah. What time do y'all go to bed?
It depends.
It depends.
10:30. A lot of nights. Some nights you might push that 11, but
on the weekends it's usually later, you know. Or if we have a sale, like if we have a horse sale or goat sale, it might be 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh my!
Like last night we had a goat sale, but we didn't get. It was
an early night.
Early
last
night, yeah. So we got in at like
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
You got in at 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
How long do those goat sales go?
That was a small one last night. Yeah. Normally
sometimes it's daylight before we go to bed.
Like sometimes people are still there bidding on goats.
Well, no, the auction's over, but we had to stay and check out
trucks and balance books and all that.
I was like, my gosh, I didn't know these goat sales went so long.
If we have a big run though, sometimes they'll go to midnight.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. No idea. Now, when I was your age, I could sleep in, okay? No denying, but as I've gotten older, I can't.
I'm saying, like when I was in college, I can remember, you know, there would have been some days, if you didn't go to bed till 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, you slept into 1 or 2 in the
right.
day.
Right, yeah.
But now,
I couldn't even imagine sleeping into 1 or 2 in the day.
If I had a day that I could actually, like, sleep in as long as I want, I don't think I could sleep till 1 or 2.
Yeah.
I don't think I could make it past 9.
It'd be hard.
Unless I was up, you know, really late the night before, I don't think I could sleep past 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I had, nothing to do, could sleep as long as I wanted.
Oh, to be young again.
Kelly's thinking about this 9 going, my gosh, I haven't seen that forever.
I know. It's like I remember those days when I could sleep for so many hours. And if I woke up, I could still doze right back off to sleep and sleep for like 2 or 3 more hours. I can't do that now. It's impossible. Impossible.
Once you wake up and go back to sleep, though, that the second part of your sleep, it's not near as good.
That REM, you don't get into that REM sleep. That is for sure. Yeah. So, all right, we've got a few minutes left of the Shop Local show. You want to go back and talk about this Absolute auction that's happening tomorrow, fellas?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you wasn't on, tuned in this morning, we talked about an auction that we're having tomorrow in Olathe, Kentucky. That's going to be, if you think about the triangle, you know, you've got Bowling Green, Owensboro, and Elizabethtown. It's kind of all in a triangle. Olathe, Kentucky is right in the middle of that triangle. It's kind of around Short Creek, Litchfield area. But it's going to be right there in Olathe, Kentucky, selling 128 acres in 8 different tracts tomorrow at 1 p.m. That's going to be 1 in the afternoon. There's also an auction in the morning time in Brownsville that's going to be at 10. Then we're going to head right over to Olathe after that at 1 o'clock for those 128 acres there. But if you're interested in timber, hunting tracts, farmland, it's all there.
Potentially could be some acres of row crop if you need it, you know, just small plots for some grain or some hunting, you know, some hunting corn, something like that.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Say, all that's there.
For like some small plots of corn.
It's a good farm there.
Great.
Going to be selling tomorrow at 1 p.m. there in Olathe in 8 different tracks. Also available right behind that farm, actually touches up to the back property line. Different seller, though, is 47 acres. A lot similar ground there. It's just, this one has been cut for timber in the last 10 years, so some of those bigger trees aren't there anymore, but they did have like a selective cut on that. So there is still a lot of trees left. There's a lot of tree coverage there on that 47 acres, but that's going to be an online-only auction. It's actually live right now, so if you're hearing our voice or hearing, you're just like, hey, I want to see what that's bringing. Get on rsmillsauctions.com. Like I said, I think we're 3 or 4 auctions down on the auctions tab this morning. So get on there, find that auction, press click here to bid, and that's going to take you over to our bidding platform where you can see what that property is bringing, and then kind of the time frame. That auction is going to end on October the 9th.
Okay. Are you all seeing a lot of folks coming from other states, like specifically, you know, California, Colorado, that area? The reason I ask is I was talking to someone the other night, and she said that there were three families. They were all three friends. Like, they weren't kin to each other, but they were three sets of friends, and they were families, and they moved here from California. They just decided they wanted to move to Kentucky, so they packed up and moved to Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Say, like, wow. There isn't really like a state or anything. We'll get some out-of-state buyers mm-hmm. a lot, but I mean, there's really not like a specific state or anything that they're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, nothing that's like triggers something, you know, like, oh, we've sold three things to somebody in Colorado, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nothing like that. But we did sell the other day, probably around, it was before the summer this year, we sold one to somebody in Alaska.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That is neat.
Kinda, you know, that was a pretty far one. So
mm-hmm.
that was actually probably one of the farthest ones I've known of. But
that's really cool. So,
especially like, you know, a hunting farm or something. Sometimes they tend to go out of state more than like a house or a farm, you know, just with cropland. But not particularly. We don't see like California. Everybody wish we did, though. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the sellers, they always say, well, how we get this out to California?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're wanting to move here. Everybody's uh-huh. wanting to move here. So, which we do have a beautiful state, that's for sure, and some gorgeous land. So I can understand why they would want to be here and move here. So 270-651-3000. We just have a few more minutes left of the Shop Local show. Is there anything that we did not talk about that you all wanted to hit or discuss?
Let's say we've got a... Also, I don't know, it's pretty far in advance. We've got a big auction coming up on the 1st of December in Grayson County. I know it's a little bit out there, but it's actually got a Litchfield address. But it's going to be on December the 6th, going to be selling 275 acres there. Some of it's in the city limit, some of it's in the county, but it's going to be a really good farm right across from the industrial park. So a lot of development opportunity there. You know, it's a row crop farm right now, so it can 100% stay that, but there is also a lot of development opportunity on that
yeah.
farm.
So it's going to be a great farm. It's already got a house on it, old farmhouse. I wouldn't call it farmhouse, but an old house on it. It's definitely livable. They lived in there before they passed away, but got a house, good barns, all used, almost 95% of it's row croppable right now. But it's going to, we haven't got it tracked up yet, but there's going to be some building tracks there, tons of development potential.
Yeah.
Being right across that from that industrial park.
We've talked about these auctions all morning and stuff, and it can be confusing just because there is a lot of stuff going on right now. But if you've heard something that you want to know any more information about, or you visited the website and you've seen something on there that you like, give us a call. My number is 270-766-8926. You know, Blake's number is 270-766-7908. We can explain that, help you out. Answer some questions that you might have, you know, go look at something, because there is a lot on there. It can be overwhelming. So sometimes it's better just to give us a call. You know, we look at it every day, so we're kind of familiar with a lot of the auctions that are on there, you know, the website in general. So we can definitely help you out on that aspect. You know, if you are feeling overwhelmed or confused about something, give us a call. We'd love to walk it through for you. Also, if you haven't done so, visit rsmillsauctions.com. The website's got a lot of our stuff on there. Not only our stuff, Blake and Brent and Ryan with Mills, it's also got everybody that works with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. That's either Scottsville, Gamalia, Glasgow, or Bowling Green offices. That's all that stuff's on there, and it's there where you can see it.
Yeah, and say, and if you ever forget a number, you know, you can go on the page, and we got a whole list of just press meet the team. And you can say, hey, I remember Blake and Brenton on the radio. I want to talk to him. Just scroll down to our name, and it's already got our numbers, emails, everything programmed in there. You can just press the phone button, and it'll call us. So
perfect.
It's definitely easy to work the website-wise, as long as you can get to those right tabs.
It really is. I mean, it's pretty easy to navigate on that. You if you're looking for a particular auction, you just got to scroll for a little bit.
Yeah, a little scroll there.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are a lot of auctions on that page, as well as listings. You know, maybe you're not interested in an auction. Maybe that's not your thing, but there are so many listings on this page. I mean, there are five pages of listings, so lots of different sizes of homes, lots of different properties. I mean, there's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and then if you're on there, everything is up to date. So, the you know, our secretary in Bowling Green, she just does the Facebook and website every day. So she keeps the listings all up to date. You know, if they go pending or if they sell, she takes those off and marks them. And then if we get new ones, she puts those on every day. So it's everything is up to date every day on there except the weekends. So.
Right. And then, of course, they have four different offices here in Glasgow, the new one in Bowling Green, and then, of course, they have the one in Gamalia and in Scottsville, the home office there. So there's a location close to you. I can guarantee it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, fellas, we are ready to wrap it up. Thank you both for being here this morning, and appreciate you talking about the auctions that you guys have coming up, and hope tomorrow is a great day for you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. Of course, Blake and Brenton Ryan, Realtors and Auctioneers with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Dr. Charles Ramsey, dentist specializing in head and neck pain. Chick-fil-A Glasgow, Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. And our Wellness Wednesday sponsor this week is Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Here we go. 103.7 WHHT. Cave City, Glasgow. Bowling Green, Scottsdale. We're bringing country's hottest hits to your town in WHHT Country.